first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. After the fires destroyed more than 85,000 acres in the Santa Cruz Mountains, we long for the time that we might watch again the dance of the forest as described by Amy McElroy.
Walking deep in the Santa Cruz Mountains, I am struck by the collection of plants and creatures living together in this fabric. The forest floor of giant clovers, bobbling in the wind on their stems, waits for fairies to land. Branches with waxy green leaves wrinkled in deep diagonal veins canopy my path and invitation. Torn bark of redwoods, like vulnerable, exposed flesh, you stand bleeding before me, your juicy layers exposed by light shafts, unravel years of dark mysteries, yet the wind's every breath still whispers warm secrets down my spine. Rotting logs return to the musty underbrush, blue jays jitterbug branch to branch, bobcats stalk somewhere nearby, bumblebees zoom past and gnats hover in clouds that follow me. They all feed, serve, comfort one another. Holes in fat leaves trace paths of beetles. High in trees, squirrels' nests droop with false tails. A black-faced stump cut off at the knee receives a winter clean-up coat of moss. Fallen trees are caught in freefall by next-door neighboring trunks until the corpses have hollowed enough to drop gracefully. Together they overcome weathering seasons, generation upon generation. Immigrant newcomers, taken into the fold, find their place, gently or not. The depth in this arrangement extends far beyond what I can see. Without an ultimate truth, we can only dance around the edges like blue jays or clovers in the forest. There is no imperfect or perfect dance. All are equally true.
Amy McElroy is a writer and yoga teacher. If you would like to share your stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This program was produced by Meet Fisher and Matilda Rand.